The rooms, when he returned to them, were dim and silent. Here were the stove and the chairs and the carpet, its pattern ghostly in the dark. Here on the table was the music box that had ruined the family. It still stood cheerfully on the tabletop, a little casket with a rose carved into its lid. It could still play Blow the Candle Out and Oh, Breathe Not His Name as well as it did the day Mother bought it. Here, too, were the faces looking down from the walls, revered and consulted, dusted regularly. Matthew at the center, 6 years old, dark-eyed and primly serious, rehearsing for the influenza that would make a picture of him a year later. Here was sly Uncle Ian, who found it humorous that he would one day be only a face on a wall. Here the round, satisfied countenance of Grandmother Eileen, who believed that living was a temporary inconvenience and death her true and only home. They were all, according to Mother, in heaven, though what she meant by heaven was an Ireland where no one starved. Mother would have to make room for Simon's picture, but the wall was full. Lucas wondered if one of the older dead would have to be taken away. He paused before the door to his parents' bedroom. He felt their breathing on the other side, wondered over their dreams. He stood for a moment, alone in the slumbering darkness, before going into his and Simon's room. Here was their bed, and above the bed, the oval from which St. Bridget looked out, suffering and ecstatic, crowned by a fiery circle that Lucas had thought, when he was younger, represented her headache. Here were the pegs on which the clothes were hung, his and Simon's. Lucas undressed and got into the bed on Simon's side. Simon's pillow still smelled of Simon. Lucas inhaled. He lit the lamp, took the book from its place under the mattress. He began reading. A child said, "What is the grass?"